there sure has been a lot of talk about what the Eagles will do in this 2015 NFL draft. Joining me now is one of the people who's talking a lot about what the Eagles might do, ESPN Sal Palantonio, my man.
David.
Embedded here at the NovaCare Complex.
You know, and it's very rare that ESPN assigns a reporter to be embedded with a team with the number 20 overall pick in the first round. In fact, I think it's unprecedented. I've been covering the draft for 22 years, 20 of them with ESPN, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me. Why am I here?
Why are you here?
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
The buzz that Chip Kelly has created, the unconventional nature in which he has approached the offseason, the unpredictability of it, and the fact that you have really the perfect possible storm of him going up and getting his former pupil out of Oregon. Buzz all over the country, except the Philadelphia Daily News. Look at this. They got Jonathan Papelbon on the back.
What sport is that exactly?
It's on the eve of the biggest draft in Philadelphia Eagles history. The first draft with Chip Kelly being in total control and the newspaper. I know. I like to hold up the back page
A
prop.
Sal, that's because for the previous 47 days, it's been Marcus Mariota
terrible
on the back page. You got to give people a break sometime. All right, so what do you think is going to happen? What's your feeling here? And we're still a day and a half away from the draft, a day away from the draft. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
Well, what I'm hearing is a couple of things. First of all, there's widespread speculation that Chip Kelly is not done, that he's got one more big move left. Even his closest friends think so. Last night on ESPN radio affiliate in Arizona, Nick Aliotti, his former defensive coordinator at Oregon, speculated rather emphatically that he thought Chip Kelly was working on a way to get up to number two. When I talked to a source in the Mariota camp on his way to Hawaii, he said to me there are two teams in direct competition to go up to number two and take the Titans pick to get Mariota. San Diego Chargers had the inside rail, the inside shot, because they have the blue chipper to offer in Phillip Rivers, and the Eagles with three other teams in the mix. He mentioned Browns, Rams, Jets. I think it's Browns, Rams, Redskins.
All of whom have more to offer, in theory, than do the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of draft picks, earlier draft picks, first-round cachet.
It's totally unconventional wisdom to think that Chip Kelly could put together the right bushel of picks and players to go from number 20 to number 2. But one thing that we have learned is this guy is A, unconventional, and B, unpredictable.
But he's not foolish, and he's said all along, as is Ed Manowitz, the vice president of player personnel, that they won't mortgage the future. So how do you go from 20 to 2, 3, 4, 5 without mortgaging the future?
Well, I think 2 is different from 4. I think that if Mariota is not picked by Tennessee and they don't make a trade and Mariota drops to 3 or 4, and then I think the Eagles are definitely in the ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's much different because now you're not going all the way to 2 and you're not negotiating with a team that needs a quarterback. The Raiders don't want to take him.
They have Derek Carr.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have Blake Bortles. Two young quarterbacks they just picked. So I think it's different to negotiate with Tennessee than it is with Oakland. I think Oakland, if you gave them the right combination of picks and players, you could leapfrog over Washington, St. Louis, and Cleveland.
If the Eagles were so hell-bent on getting Marcus Mariota, why did they make the trade to acquire Sam Bradford?
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying they're hell-bent. I think they're in the mix.
Okay.
And why did they make the trade for Bradford? Perhaps they thought of flipping him to the Cleveland Browns for a first-round pick.
Okay.
Now, Bradford has made it difficult to do that. He doesn't want to sign a long-term extension unless it's with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's also asked for a no-trade clause because he doesn't want to sign and trade. Sign here and be moved to a team that he doesn't necessarily want to play for, namely Cleveland.
Although
he hasn't said that publicly, neither has his agent. That's my informed speculation.
It's fascinating, and it's obviously going to be something we're following throughout the first round of this draft. Let's talk about the team needs here. The offseason the Eagles have had, some of the really out-of-the-box moves that Chip Kelly has made, revamping the quarterback position, wide receiver, running back, the cornerback position, a new inside linebacker in town. What do you make of what Chip Kelly has done?
Well, you know, I think people are underselling what Chip Kelly has done here in 2 years. Yeah, he's won 20 games, and he hasn't won a playoff game, but He scored the second most points in the league in the last 2 years with four different quarterbacks. Number one on that in that category is the Denver Broncos. They got Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's done a tremendous job, I think, offensively. So how does he get from a team that scored 29.6 points per game last year, which was third best in the league? Of the top five teams in points scored, the Eagles were the only team that did not make the playoffs, David.
Mm-hmm.
Scored 29.6 points per game. To me, the number one thing they have to get fixed is giving up the explosive plays in the secondary.
Which is why they signed Byron Maxwell and Walter Thurmond and obviously to a lesser extent E.J. Biggers. Is it possible then if the Mariota thing doesn't happen, Sal, do you feel like defense is the first priority on Thursday?
I feel that it is. I think if you're going to fix the defense, you've got to start with blue chip players. I think Byron Jones is someone that they obviously are very interested in. He's the only player that they went to the – Chip Kelly went to the pro day. They had a private workout.
At Connecticut, right.
And they had a visit.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only player that has all three. I think Byron Jones is someone they'd be interested in. Obviously, Landon Collins, the corner out of Wake Forest. Is
Kevin Johnson.
Interested in. The wide receiver out of the University of Miami.
Dorsett.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they're very interested in Dorsett. They visited with Dorsett. They had a private workout with Dorsett. I think, but that's second round. So those are players. But here's the thing. Does anybody believe that Chip Kelly is going to sit there at number 20 and let a player drop in his lap?
Count me on that camp.
Just drop in his lap.
Maybe I'm the only one. I know that would be extraordinarily anticlimactic for you,
no,
Sal.
No.
That's what I think is going to happen.
It's anti his behavior. He doesn't sit still for 3 minutes.
Well,
no less 4 hours and wait for somebody to drop in his lap. And what happened last year? They waited and waited and waited. The player did not drop in their lap, and they had to move down and pick Marcus Smith. So I think he's too antsy and manic a personality to sit there. I think even if he doesn't go up to 2 or 4 and get his former pupil out of Oregon, there's no way he's sitting around and watching everybody pick before him and sitting and waiting at number 20 for a player to drop in his lap. He's got to be someone who wants to do something.
Well, the winds are certainly blowing here at the NovaCare Complex. Sal Palantonio will be in that breeze between now and the end of the first round in the draft. Sal, thank you so much,
David,
for stopping
Appreciate
by here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.